Saturday marks the 40th anniversary of the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. News analyst Daniel Shore has some thoughts on remembering the 35th president.
According to the latest census, a majority of Americans, 57.5% to be exact, are under 40 years of age. And thus, most Americans have no personal memory of that fateful day, November 22, 1963, when President Kennedy was assassinated. For this generation, names like Lee Harvey Oswald and Warren Commission are trivia quiz questions. John Kennedy begins to slip into our troubled history like Lincoln. He exists in a variety of books, TV shows, and movies, some, like Oliver Stone's movie, purveying wild assassination theories. In this anniversary week, there has been much in the media about the drama of Kennedy, less about the legacy of Kennedy. As one of the Kennedy generation, he would now have been 86, almost exactly my age. I think of 40 years as a good time to reflect on Kennedy's more enduring contributions to our national life. First of all, the pursuit of nuclear peace, even in the face of Soviet provocation, inaugurating a generation of détente and arms control with the Nuclear Test Ban Treaty. Then, the Equal Rights Revolution, laying the groundwork for the Civil Rights Act that President Johnson achieved. Then the Ask Not summons to volunteerism and sacrifice among young people, its monuments being the Peace Corps and the contemporary AmeriCorps. And then the space program, and the challenge to send a man to the moon within a decade, which culminated on President Nixon's watch. Finally, the sense of optimism that Kennedy conveyed about America's future, not alone in slogans like New Frontier and Getting the Country Moving Again, but making a start on fashioning a national agenda. 40 years later, it may be time to remind those who came after of what Kennedy left behind. This is Daniel Shore.